Good evening, everyone. My name is Ian, and I welcome you to this time of evening prayer. I hope that in whatever you've been doing over the weekend, that you have found something that has been refreshing. Tonight is Sunday night, and so we will follow the liturgy for Sunday evening prayer, and we will also read from the book of Ezekiel, his vision concerning the valley of dry bones. So let us begin. My brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide to lead us to peace and to glory. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etifano, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide upon the way, our bright evening star, we repent of the wrongs we have done this day, for the times when we have wounded your love. O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be, is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. Tonight I'll be reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 to 14, from the New International Version, The Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he had commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says, My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. When I saw that this was a reading for today and considered the beauty and power of this restoration story, I was so pleased to read it and contemplate it alongside the Sunday evening prayer service, which in itself has themes of restoration and renewal. Sometimes, like a good piece of music or a good conversation, we just need to hear something which is good for our soul, something that is both calming and revitalizing. This vision primarily symbolizes the resurrection of the nation of Israel after a time in exile. But we should note that for the 7 years prior, Ezekiel's message had been one of the certainty of God's judgment. The people of Israel had lost their way. They had lost sight of God and felt he was no longer relevant. When the news came to them in Babylon that the city of Jerusalem had fallen, they fell into deep despair, wondering if they would ever return. They felt that they were stuck in a hopeless captivity. They said, Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. At this point, Ezekiel's message changes from a message of judgment to a message of hope, and it's not long after that he receives the vision of the valley of dry bones. Can these dry bones live? Is the question. And slowly, stage by stage, they come together. Firstly, with a rattling sound, the bones, then tendons and flesh, and then skin. But there was no breath in them. Again, Ezekiel prophesied, and the breath of God entered them, and they stood up, a vast army. It's stirring stuff, and it reminds us of the life-giving nature of God, his ability to renew, to revive, to rebirth, and to bring restoration. It is a Hebrew story, but as Christians, it is also one of our stories. The words, call together to grow and go, sit very nicely alongside this vision. It is good to ponder on stories such as these and to let God speak to us and minister to us. And at times, it is enough simply to rest in the goodness of God and feel restored. Let us pray. God of life and rebirth, we pray for people and situations that at this time need to hear of your life-giving power and to receive it. Gracious God, you have promised rest to the weary and relief to the heavy laden. Hear the prayers we bring for your people. We pray for those who feel trapped by daily life in lockdown. For those that live in poverty without adequate food or shelter. For those in places of war and unrest. We pray for refugees everywhere. Relieve their burdens that all your people may live in dignity and peace. We pray for those wearied by responsibility in your church, for those without the resources to fulfill their tasks, those whose dreams are shattered, whose vision others do not share. Renew their spirits, that they may find their strength in you. We pray for those exhausted by overwork or the responsibility of care, for health workers, for carers of young children, for carers of the disabled and the elderly, for those unable to provide for their families or themselves. Lighten their loads, that they may know your encouragement and support. We pray for those worn down by pain, grief, or by a lack of purpose, for those whom society does not value or want, for the lonely, the friendless, the sick, and the dying. Soothe their hurt and calm their distress, that they may find their peace in you. This Mother's Day, we can be reminded of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she gave birth to the Saviour of the world and nurtured and cared for the hope and light of the world. Help us also to care for and nurture your hope and love, life and restoration in this world. And so we pray now for ourselves and those we know as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done, has been done. What has not been done, has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, it has been a privilege to lead this time of prayer. Thank you for joining in. And may we all know God's presence with us in the week ahead. Bye for now.